It's 5:30. This is Update on Manx Radio for Tuesday, 29th of September. 30 minutes to look at the latest news on the Isle of Man and sport, business, Sea Watch travel updates and the newsmakers in person. Tonight, no new cases of COVID-19. Suspended prison sentences for the three key workers. Hoteliers and tourist accommodation get a government lifeline. And the Laxey flood alleviation plans close this evening.
Man Benham Advocates, for your legal needs.
First of all, at 29 minutes to 6, the update news headlines. First of May, Dolan Mercer.
First of May, three key workers from Swansea who failed to self-isolate when they came to the island have been given suspended sentences and fines. 61-year-old Peter Ian James, 55-year-old Robert Lloyd Ferguson and David Wynne Lewis, who's 51, were each sentenced to 14 days in prison, suspended for a year and fined £625. More on that shortly. The Enterprise Minister admits further support will likely be needed for the tourist accommodation sector when COVID-19 restrictions have begun to ease. Financial assistance, business and capacity schemes for those in the industry have been extended by government until March. That's been backed up by £4.5 million from the Economic Recovery Fund. And the Infrastructure Minister says there's a clear political commitment to deliver effective flood prevention measures in Laxey. Multi-million pound plans are currently being displayed in the Working Men's Institute in the village, with members of the public able to have their say. Elsewhere, the UK's recorded big rises in coronavirus cases and deaths. A biggest ever, 7,143 people have been diagnosed with it. Although there was no mass testing during the peak of the outbreak, 71 more people have died. And students at universities in England have been told they will be able to go home for Christmas despite concerns about them spreading coronavirus. The Education Secretary in the UK says some may have to self-isolate first. Those are the headlines. News in full at 6.
Man Benham can provide guidance over the phone, by video call and email. We'd be happy to connect with you. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Jeremiah, thank you, Dolan. From the Ronalds Way Met Office, Irish Sea Weather says some strong winds on the way later on the Isle of Man tonight. Cloudy this evening and some rain through the night, down to 12 degrees. For the last day of September tomorrow, Wednesday, Ukraine, heavy rain clearing to showers in the afternoon. A strong to near gale force south-southeasterly at first, veering and decreasing to a moderate to fresh west-southwesterly as the rain clears. Daytime maximum 14 degrees, the overnight minimum is 7, and the first day of October on Thursday, dry and sunny in the morning, then showers in the afternoon, a moderate locally fresh wind. For Jerdain, 13 degrees highest temperature. Low water was about 20 minutes ago. Sunset tonight, 2 minutes to 7. High water, 17 minutes past 11. Low water, first thing tomorrow morning at 6 minutes to 6. Sunrise, 17 minutes past 7. And high water at 9:45 to midday.
Visit the Manx Glass and Glazing website and get your instant quote online. Manxglass.com.
Three key workers from Swansea, South Wales, who failed to self-isolate when they came to the island, have been given suspended prison sentences and fined. 61-year-old Peter Ian James, 55-year-old Robert Lloyd Ferguson and David Wynne Lewis, aged 51, were each sentenced to 14 days in prison, suspended for a year and fined £625. The details with Dolan Mercer.
The trio had come to work for Ellion Van in Fuels, one as a health and safety person, two described as fitters. They arrived on the Ben Machree yesterday at 6 p.m. But instead of going straight to the Empress Hotel in Douglas, where they were staying, they stopped at a shop on Central Promenade to buy alcohol, wearing face masks. Detective Inspector Gavin Callow says they aren't the first to flout Manx rules upon arrival.
We've noted the court results, and as we've seen previously, that we have had people coming over and they have been in breach of the rules and regulations in relation to COVID. And, appropriate action has been taken by the courts.
He also added the trio would have been well aware of the rules here.
When they're applying for permits to come here, it is detailed what they need to do. They need to go to the address they're supposed to be staying at, and they can't stop at any shops, petrol stations, wherever on the way. They need to go straight to the location. And there's also been enough publicity, you know, on the island, which is travel further afield, saying that, you know, we have got this, we've got this strong border that we need to make sure is kept in place, and we have got you know, suitable rules and regulations on the Isle of Man to make sure that COVID doesn't get out into the community.
A statement from police says their actions were reported to the police by concerned members of the public, and officers have reiterated the importance of public vigilance.
We've had several cases now that, you know, we've had information from the public that people weren't following the guidelines when they were coming to the Isle of Man. And I think just generally, without going into specifics of that case, you know, people need to be aware and follow the regulations that are there to keep the Isle of Man safe from COVID coming in. Generally, the public buy into the fact that if we all work together, we can do our best to keep COVID off the Isle of Man.
You can report any suspected breaches of COVID rules on 686 262, or if it's an urgent matter, you can contact police headquarters directly.
Manx Radio's update is available as a daily podcast. Simply subscribe for free online at manxradio.com or via Apple, Google or Spotify.
Hoteliers and tourist accommodation providers have been thrown a financial lifeline by the Manx government ahead of the long winter. Support for those in the sector has been extended by the Department for Enterprise until March 31st, 2021. Ewan Gawn spoke to the Minister, Lawrence Skelly, MHK.
This industry clearly is still impacted in a very severe fashion. What we've decided here is, as we're now sort of moving into the sort of the winter months, they call it the third winter that they're experiencing, we decided that we should put a scheme in place that would give them some sort of clarity and certainty through to March next year, which is what this release has just been approved.
Now, $4.5 million from the Economic Recovery Fund, more is going to be needed, I assume, in future. Would you agree?
It's very possible, and this is why this particular tranche, we did go out and have some independent analysis of this. We had a report done by KPMG and also Hotel Solutions, which have worked with us in the past and are very familiar with our accommodation and tourism sector here on the island. And we do recognise that when things do get back to some sort of normality in terms of travel, there's going to need to be some form of a boost. And whether that's in the terms of support for the industry or whether that's in marketing, we'll take a look at that in the first quarter next year.
So what was that report looking at?
Well, it was trying to assess exactly, you know, where the industry, the state of the industry, and what type of support would be necessary. We knew as you just highlighted earlier there, Ewan, we put a fairly simple and relatively blunt mechanism in place initially. What we wanted to do here is give, as I say, a little bit of certainty for a longer period. So we knew we needed to give some support right the way through to March. So we wanted to have an independent review of that, and that's what the KPMG report did for us, along with Hotel Solutions giving us input as well. And that's what we've arrived at in terms of this level of support, we think is reasonably well balanced.
Sea Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
Good evening. It's 21 minutes to 6 on Manx Radio. The Bat McCree docked about 15 minutes ago. She left Heysham at a couple of minutes to 2, arrived in the island about 25 past 5. She'll be discharging, taken on board and heading off at 7:45 this evening, heading for Heysham, arriving there about half past 11 and back at 2:15 tomorrow morning, arriving in Douglas at 6 o'clock. The Ben is handling the service to and from Heysham 7 days a week, and the Fastcraft Mananan, of course, on weekend duty to and from Liverpool.
Follow the Steam Packet on Twitter for the latest sailing information.
Your input has been sought on plans to protect Laxey from flooding, the like of which devastated the village almost exactly a year ago. Our local democracy reporter, Chris Cave.
You've got just over 2 hours left if you want to have your say on flood defence plans in Laxey. They've been on display to the public since yesterday morning at the Working Men's Institute in the village. The proposals have been drawn up by Manx Utilities with contributions from the Department of Infrastructure and specialist engineering consultants JBA after a major incident was declared in October last year. It's approaching exactly 12 months on since the river in Laxey burst its banks, trapping some residents in their homes. Garth MHK Daphne Kane says there is a genuine willingness to engage amongst those who are hardest hit by flooding in the area, but there are concerns over the rising cost of insurance. One consequence that fellow Garth MHK Martin Perkins says shows all residents in the village are paying the price. If they get the green light, the plans would see recommendations from the Arup report, commissioned by the Chief Minister following the severe flooding last year, supported. They include improving flood forecasting, managing debris in high-risk catchment areas, and a review of resources set aside for flood risk management. The work is expected to cost in the region of £10 million and would be completed in phases over the next 2 to 3 years. You can go along and view them yourself and also offer your views until 8 o'clock this evening.
Manx Radio's Business Briefing, brought to you by KPMG.
Aurini has added a number of flights between Guernsey and the island to its schedule in the last week of October. The airline's advised continued use of the air bridge for those seeking a break over half term after the success of the summer services to the Channel Island. Extra trips are on the 24th, 28th and 31st of October for 3, 4 and 7 day stays. A car rental business on the Isle of Man's closed down as a result of the coronavirus pandemic. Isle of Man Rent-A-Car says the loss of custom during the outbreak and the border restrictions and a lack of funding have had a devastating effect on the business. Nokia is set to be the winner as Huawei's elbowed from the UK's 5G networks. The Finnish telecoms firm struck a deal to become the largest equipment provider to BT and provide additional base stations and antennas to let EE customers' devices make calls and transmit data via the UK firm's 5G radio access network. The deal will also see Nokia replace Huawei in BT's 2G and 4G networks. EE's network already uses Nokia to provide the 3G service. The UK government announced in July that all UK mobile providers were being banned from buying new Huawei 5G equipment after the 31st of December this year and have to remove all of the Chinese 5G kit from their networks by 2027. The decision was based on national security grounds, effectively ended a strong relationship between BT and Huawei that dated back 15 years.
KPMG, here for your business through these unprecedented times. Contact IOM at kpmg.co.im. The Stock Market Report. Brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
UK and European markets retreated with Brexit talks and the first US presidential debate on investors' radar. The dollar fell, weighed down by currency flows. Oil fell as persistent demand concerns due to C-19 outweighed hopes for a new US stimulus package. Gold rose as the dollar weakened, and in corporate news, Ferguson rallied after it posted a decline in full-year profit and revenue. B&M European Value Retail gained as it said first-half group adjusted earnings. Earnings are set to be above previously guided range following strong sales. And the numbers at the close in London at 5 o'clock, the FTSE 100 was down 0.5% at 5,897. In Frankfurt, the DAX down 0.33% at 12,825. Currently in New York City, just after 5 o'clock, the Dow Jones Industrial Average down 0.5% at 27,456. The tech stocks index, NASDAQ, flat at 11,120. In Chicago, the S&P 500 down 0.25% at 3,343. In the exchange markets, the British pound sterling worth $1 28.5 cents and €1 9.6 cents. And finally, in commodities, gold up 0.5% at $1,889 per troy ounce, and a barrel of Brent crude down 4% at $40.76.
The Stock Market Report was brought to you by Ramsey Crookall, the island's investment specialist. Manx Radio's update, powered by Manx Telecom, investing in our people and technology.
Wholesale reform of government would require a change of chief minister, according to a departing MHK. That MHK, Chris Robertshaw, who gave a public talk at a meeting of the Positive Action Group last night, 12 months before the general election. September 2021 will see all the MHKs up for re-election, in which he doesn't plan to stand. Towards a government which serves the people looked at what structural changes he felt must be made in order for government to be more responsive and agile in a rapidly changing world. You can hear everything in that meeting in perspective this Sunday on Manx Radio from noon till one. Mr. Robertshaw took some questions afterwards, including one from Peter Taylor.
It's leadership that changes businesses, not the systems in them. Blockchain won't change anything in government. It's leaders who will change it. What has stopped it? Is it the leaders, and I'm talking about chief ministers here, is it that they don't want to change it, or does the legal system really stop them changing it? Is it the leaders can't change it, or they don't want to change it, and Are you and Chris comfortable that if you could change it, there are the radical ideas there that could make the island significantly different to the way it is?
Who's stopping change? It's political more than it's officer. I mean, the surprising thing about this is that in my time in politics, I've come across very many frustrated civil servants who want change but have to sit harnessed into the existing system. At the moment, my view is that the more officers who are keen to get the change to happen than there are senior politicians.
And but isn't that the role of the Chief Minister?
Yes, it is. I'm trying to be delicate here. I'm tiptoeing round this. Maybe I shouldn't.
Don't tiptoe.
Howard doesn't like change. He's comfortable. And I'm... I mean, I'm retiring in September. All I'm trying to do is inculcate into the minds of as many of the members of Keys the importance of this issue. So if they get back in, there'll be a greater volume of members who say, yeah, this is the sort of thing that we need to do. But it would require a change of Chief Minister in order to achieve it.
Manx Radio Sport.
13 minutes to six. Fastamai, Tim Glover.
Fastamai, some clay pigeon shooting, and Nigel Moffat was the winner of the sporting selection shoot held at the Mary Veg Range in Santon on Sunday. It was a very testing shoot, but conditions thankfully were near to ideal. Moffat was in third place at the halfway stage on 38 points behind Dave Corlett on 40 and Ben Richards on 41. He was the leader. However, in the second half, Moffat surged to the top with a total of 74 points, but tight behind. Ben Richards dropped to second, just a point back on 73, and Neil Parsons moved up to third on 72. Next weekend has the last round of the Sporting League on Sunday morning from 10 a.m. and the last round of the Pro Sporting League from 1 o'clock. Tottenham boss Jose Mourinho has hinted he'll make wholesale changes for this evening's home game with Chelsea in the League Cup. The fourth-round tie with his former club is the first of three matches in 5 days for Spurs. Mourinho has suggested the competition is not a priority and says their opponents will be in a much better position to progress. Meanwhile, Tottenham's Nuno Santos has been given a one-match ban and fined £8,000 for confronting the referee in Sunday's 1-1 Premier League draw at home to Newcastle. The Spurs goalkeeping coach was sent off for his protest following the visitors' controversial equalising penalty. And current leaders Exeter will kick off the next Rugby Union Premiership season. They face a trip to Harlequins on Friday the 20th of November with Sale at home to Northampton later that evening. Promoted Newcastle will start at Bath the next day. They're all among the opening weekend fixtures.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Auto Solutions.
Two departures, two arrivals at Ronald's Way, outbound at 4:30 to London City. That was away on time, and that's back at 8 o'clock tonight. The Liverpool 10 to 5 flight went 12 minutes early, and that flight will be back at 27. On the roads, North Key Douglas, of course, it's the last week of the closures. In fact, the last one tomorrow night, the evening pedestrianisation between Ridgeway Street and Market Hill until 11 o'clock tonight. Athol Street in Douglas, those parking restrictions have been extended till the 6th of November. And in Main Road, Colby, four-way traffic signals for footpath construction. Of course, the Shore Road, Victoria Road, East Quay and Station Place, Peel, phase closures for water main replacement and sewerage infrastructure hitting Victoria Road, Crown Street to Weatherglass Corner until the end of this week. You can get all the information. Oh, by the way, the Mountain Road is as clear as a bell. All the information at manxradio.com, powered by Millie Chaps of Ramsey. Click on the Travel tab.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by
Auto Solutions, 670-145.
Macmillan wants some help from you. Macmillan Cancer Support wants to capitalise on the island's COVID-free status and keep fundraising events going where possible. One of the several major international charities that are facing huge struggles amid the C-19 pandemic, with many of its public events cancelled, including the enormous fundraising coffee mornings. Michelle O'Leary speaks for Macmillan Cancer Mornings.
Certainly across you know, most of the United Kingdom, we are in a position where we're 75% down on people signing up for Macmillan Coffee Morning. And that's mainly because of the impact of the restrictions. Because, of course, on the mainland, people can't get together in more than groups of six, can't really do those great big wonderful coffee mornings that we used to have in the past. People are being brilliant, though, and are coming together on Zoom and other meeting platforms to meet virtually. And people are doing stalls outside their home where neighbours are coming one by one. But of course, in the Isle of Man, you can come together. And I know that we've got coffee mornings going on up and down the island. And it's just absolutely brilliant that people are getting on board and helping Macmillan.
We're certainly in a very lucky position here. Just remind us what the objective is really of these coffee mornings, if you could.
To raise the funds in order that we can support our nurses, to support our information centre. So, of course, we've got our information centre at the Nobles Hospital. Here on the Isle of Man, we support two breast care nurses, a colorectal nurse, an oncology nurse. And there are lots of other different projects going on across the island for information and signposting so that people who are diagnosed and affected by cancer on the Isle of Man can get the support that they desperately need.
Have you found that donations have taken a bit of a hit given the current circumstances?
Very much so. We're looking at a shortfall of £175 million. It's a huge amount of money, which is why we had to make the unfortunate but very necessary announcement recently about the fact that we're looking at job losses within Macmillan. But what we need to do is ensure that as a charity, we are going to be there for the next decades, as we have been for 109 years so far, in order that we can continue to support people affected by cancer.
Manx Radio's update, powered by Manx Telecom, providing the island's first truly unlimited tariff.
8 minutes before six, the sensitive subject of adoption and the Manx laws governing it are being re-explored. A consultation's underway due at the end of next month, but with so much legislative work to achieve, including Brexit, why this revamp? John Moss.
So why is a new version of the adoption process needed? Well, it's been 36 years since the Act it's planned to replace, and it needs tweaking. For instance, we're told this is new. It's proposed to have an adoption contact register here, which will enable contact between adopted persons and their birth relatives where both parties have said, yes, we would like contact. Oh, and this register is not open to public inspection. Not everyone who's been adopted wants contact. Our news editor, Tim Glover, was adopted.
I knew all the way growing up, my adopted parents were very open about the whole situation and how my sister indeed was adopted as well. So nothing was hidden.
Can you remember how it was explained to you?
Yeah, it was done via a book, a bedtime story. Simple as that. I never had any desire to seek out who my biological parents were because I got all the love and attention that I needed from the parents that I grew up with.
Or even later, out of curiosity?
No, never ever entered my head. Well, it entered my head. I thought about it and just thought, no, I've got a good life and I'm happy with the very honest approach that I had and the parenting that I got.
So at this time, you still don't know?
Still don't know and have no desire to know either.
In the years since the present Act, life has changed in a number of ways. Better contraception, we're told, and the changed way in which single mothers are regarded by society. Overall, the aim is to decrease the length of time it takes to adopt a child. Amongst the considerations, having regard to the likely effect on the child throughout the whole of their life of having ceased to be a member of their original family and becoming adopted. The child's ascertainable wishes and feelings regarding the decision considered in light of the child's age and understanding. How many adoptions are we talking about? Well, since 2015, 7 children have been placed in the island from off-island adoption agencies. There have been 9 placed in island, and 2 children have been adopted to go off the island. The consultation ends on October the 28th. That's a Friday.
It's been a few months now since we've had to abide by strict coronavirus rules on the Isle of Man, but what's it like having to transition back to life with social distancing and increased levels of hygiene, plus new rules like mask wearing and curfews? That's the very real prospect for students who ventured off the island to begin or to continue their studies overseas at the minute. Alice Waters is in her second year at Leeds University.
So I've been back in Leeds for 2 weeks today. And to be honest, before I felt like not that much was wholly different to being at home on the Isle of Man in terms of COVID. obviously wearing masks everywhere is very different to being at home, but other than that, I haven't really felt that much difference until this morning when I was informed that I now have to isolate because I've come into contact with someone who's just tested positive. Three, including myself, if you can't hear, if my housemates all have coronavirus symptoms, so we're being tested today, which is annoying, to be honest, because lectures started yesterday, and it means we're all music students, so the performers can't do their performance classes, and I have in-person music and philosophy lessons. Obviously, I'm not going to be able to attend them now. It's definitely now very different to being at home. Like, we literally can't leave the house, and it's not like when I came home from uni to the Isle of Man in March and I had to do the 2 weeks. Like, I was at home with my family and I had a garden. I could go and walk around the garden, but here we have a little wall outside the house and that's it. So we are quite literally housebound. Luckily, some of us did a shop, like a big shop, earlier this week, but it's not ideal. Luckily, I am a second year, so I am in a house with people I know and have known for a year. So I am glad in that way. But I think it's been 2 hours since we found out we were isolating now, and I think we're all quite bored already.
That's it for Update Tonight. Update compiled from the resources of Manx Radio's news department. Thanks to newsreader Donna Mercer, producer Ewan Gorn. I'm Andy Wendt. Back Wednesday evening at 5:30 with everything you need to know about the Isle of Man. Everything you've heard, by the way, and more at manxradio.com. Powered by Millie Chaps of Ramsey. W-I-N-T.